Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
I would say just take action daily. Do something, at least do one thing a day that brings you closer to the goal that you had in mind. Just do something.
Best ever listeners, wouldn't it be nice to have a $2 million pre-approval line of credit? Just think about that. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't that be nice? How would that help you get more deals done? Because when you submit a pre-approval line of credit with your offer on a fix and flip house, do you think it's going to stand out more? I think so. And our friends at Fund That Flip, you know Fund That Flip, Matt Rodak, he's been on the show before many times. He's a friend of mine. He's also the owner of Fund That Flip and they're a sponsor of today's episode. What they're doing is they're giving a $2 million pre-approval line of credit, up to $2 million pre-approval line of credit for qualified buyers. And my gosh, in this competitive buying market, sellers prefer to sell to buyers who have a high likelihood of closing, right? Makes sense. Well, use this pre-approval line of credit from Fund That Flip, and that will signal to the seller that you're the real deal and you'll be able to close quickly. It's free. All you gotta do is go to fundthatflip.com. You've gotta qualify that you have prior experience and there's a process, but it's free and you need to go to fundthatflip.com to get the pre-approval line of credit, because this is a way that's gonna help your short-term rehab loan happen, because you're going to get the deal for the property where you need the short-term rehab loan. Go to fundthatflip.com and get that pre-approval line of credit for up to $2 million. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Farrellis. This is a show where we cut out all the fluff and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. And today, you're in for a treat. Because today, we don't have an experienced real estate investor. We have a first-timer. The unique thing about today's guest is that he is in high school. He's an 18-year-old senior in high school at Apache Junction High School in Apache Junction, Arizona. How you doing, Jaden Pundy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, and nice to have you on the show. And Jaden is a wholesaler, I'd say probably one of the youngest wholesalers in Arizona, and he began his real estate learning experience in 2015 and just closed on a deal and made $3,000, and he closed on a deal with one of the team members here on our podcast, Andrew LeBaron, who has also been a guest on the show before. So we're going to talk to Jaden about his experiences and how he got up and running at a young age, and then we'll go from there. So how you doing, Jaden? If you can give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on, we'll get rocking.
Cool. Sounds great. My name is Jaden. I'm 18 years old. I started real estate at the end of 2015, but I really started getting serious about it at the beginning of this year. So I've been doing it about 5 months now. And I started working alongside Andrew this year as well, one of your podcast members.
Cool. How did you get introduced to real estate?
Yeah, I just came across it one day and just learned more about it and just wanted to look into it and see how it all works.
Let's talk about the deal where you made $3,000. What was your role in that deal?
I was pretty much the signee. I found a buyer for a property that Andrew found and he had marketed. I went ahead and marketed it myself to one of my buyers I thought was interested, and we just went ahead and made a deal on it.
And how'd you find your buyer that ended up closing on the deal?
Actually, I found him through Craigslist. He responded to one of my ads that I had posted.
Interesting. What were the numbers on that deal?
He purchased it at $149.8, and I signed it for $3,000. So he bought it for originally $146.8 with my $3,000 on top of that. So $149.8 was the total.
And how do you split the commission between you and Andrew?
On the backside, he had a commission on it before me, and so I just assigned it through myself because I had equitable interest and just made a quick $3,000.
When you say quick $3,000, when did you start posting, and at what point did he reply and say, I'm interested?
I began posting ads at the beginning of April for all different types of homes. For that one, I posted a couple days before he responded. He gave me a call, told me he was interested. I told him, you know, he needed a non-refundable deposit of $3,000. And he's like, all right. And then we met the next day in Tempe, handed me the check, we signed a contract, and that was it.
How'd you know that the contract that was being signed and everything else was being done properly?
And I really had all the help from Andrew. He helped me set up the contracts and make sure I was all good to go.
Got it. Well, what are some of the learnings that you got from this experience?
That deals can come just anywhere. They can come out of nowhere. I mean, I was getting right out of the gym when he called me, and I wasn't expecting them, you know, I wasn't expecting a call on it.
When you look at where you want to go in the industry, where do you see it headed?
I see myself moving forward. I'm a very motivated individual. I'm very persistent. I feel like that's one of the qualities that you need in this business is to be persistent and just hard working at it. I feel like, you know, in 5-10 years, you know, I'll have a decent sized portfolio and be one of the bigger buyers in Arizona. That's what I plan for.
When you're looking at the different types of deals that you're working on now, are they of similar size?
They can really be any size. We worked with properties that are 600-700 square footage all the way up to, you know, 3,000-4,000.
Jaden, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
I would say just take action daily. At least do one thing a day that brings you closer to the goal that you had in mind. Just do something.
And what do you do daily?
I at least make phone calls, get in touch with some buyers that I haven't contacted in a while, ask them what they need from me, and just kind of refresh that relationship. You know, post ads every day, bandit signs, driving for dollars. That's a really big one. And just connect with all the people that I can and see how I can help them.
You're looking for both deals and buyers then?
Yes, correct.
Okay. What do you spend more of your time doing, deals or buyers?
Buyers really are what you're going to bring to the table for deals. Once you find a deal, you can blast it out. And, you know, you'll get a buyer for it. But I spend a lot of time with my buyers. Mostly because, you know, once I find something that fits their criteria, I can call them up immediately and say, look, I have this deal for you. It's perfect. And then that just speeds up the whole process.
How many buyers do you have on your list right now?
Solid buyers, I would say only like 30 to 40. Those are just high quality buyers. Altogether, I probably have 100 to 150 just all over Arizona.
And are those 30 to 40 buyers the ones that you found?
Yes, they're the ones that I found. I found them, you know, multiple ways. Craigslist ads, bigger pockets, LinkedIn, there's just so many ways you can find buyers.
If they haven't purchased from you before, how do you know that they're high quality?
The way that I kind of tell that they're high quality is that they respond quickly. If I send them something that I think they're interested in, they'll respond and say, look, I'm not interested, but thank you for sending me that deal. Send me another one. And the people that are just flakers and tire kickers are people that never email you back, never call you back, never say anything about any deals that you sent them. So those are the ones that kind of get pushed towards the bottom of my list.
How many deals have you sent your database?
Probably hundreds and hundreds.
More than 200 deals in the past 5 months?
I would say so, yeah, just about.
Literally?
Yep, just about. Just trying to market deals. I do a lot of them through just remarketing Andrew's deals that he gets, and a lot of times he moves them a lot quicker than I can, so.
Okay, so you're remarketing other wholesalers' deals as well?
Yeah, for the time being to build up some capital to get my own wholesale deal going.
Okay. What are you doing after you graduate?
I hope just to, you know, upscale this, what I'm doing right now, and just to make it bigger and on a bigger basis and give, you know, 100% of my time to it and not have school get in the way of it.
Not have school get in the way with it, so not have high school get in the way with it and then not do the college thing but do this?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, eventually down the road I'll probably get my license because that's always just a good thing to have. But right now I just want to continue doing this because, you know, it's showing me the most progress and the most rewards for my efforts.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, first a quick word from our best ever partners. Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles who was a guest on episode 289. His company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the seven biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K, investorgroup.com/best ever. Best ever book you've read?
Get More Done in Less Time by Bo Norton.
What'd you learn from that book?
How to time manage and get more done.
What's a tip?
Just get more done in your daily life and try to maximize the time in each day.
So what's one thing you do to get more done every day?
Set reminders for myself and just maximize. If I have some free time, I'll go ahead and fill that free time in with something to do. That puts me closer to my goal.
Best ever listeners, I will link to that in the show notes page as well. Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
Best ever growth personal experience, I would say the end of 2015 is when I first started detailing cars. And that is a business that, you know, you just work for yourself and you're self-employed, make your own hours, work your own days. And that's just what I wanted to do, and it just felt amazing. I don't hate it, but I don't like working for other people telling me what to do and put my hours for me and put my days for me. So I just wanted to upscale that, and I learned that I can do what I want, you know, work hard towards it and make my own pay and just do stuff for myself.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
Giving advice, actually. I love teaching. I love teaching newbies. I love teaching just new wholesalers or investors, rehabbers coming into the market of Arizona. And I love just giving them any tips I can and helping them out.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in the last 5 months since you've been doing this?
Wasting time on a deal that was never going to happen. You'll come across a lot of deals that won't ever happen, and there's just nothing you can do to make them happen. I did make that mistake, just wasting time and not willing to let go to move on to the next one. I've learned from that, and I'm better now.
What do you use as an indicator so that you now move on from a deal?
When the seller's not 100% motivated, they just say no multiple times after you've tried and wasted, I would say, a couple days on it, if not a week, after following up with them, and just cut your losses and keep moving, because there's always another deal.
Well, Jaden, this has been a lightning quick episode, and you're a very succinct interview guest, and I think the best, as holding true to the format of the show, so I appreciate that. I'm going to ask you one question I usually don't ask people. Is there anything that you wanted to mention as it relates to your experience that we haven't talked about?
I would say just keep going. Keep pushing towards it. I mean, you're going to come to some low spots and some really, really down days that are just going to throw you to the ground and drag you through the mud. But just keep going. I mean, it will get better, and it will eventually, you know, be all worth it. You know, those hours you put in making calls, the time you spend to go driving for dollars and looking for properties, it will all be worth in the end. So just keep trying. That's my advice to all the new people.
That is some sage advice from someone who's been in the industry for 5 months. And I think it's interesting to hear your perspective, because even though you've only been in the industry for 5 months, you've already clearly experienced those ups and downs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for being on the show, Jaden. Some takeaways I got from this is that even though, like I said, you know, you've been in the industry for 5 months, you have already kind of seen that it's more of a long-term play. You got to just keep on trucking. And the way that you've built your buyers list is through Craigslist, Bigger Pockets, and LinkedIn. And I think that's really important for any wholesaler who's listening, because speaking candidly, if an 18-year-old in high school can build a buyer's list of 30 to 40 people who are responding, then anybody can build a buyer's list. Do you think that's fair to say?
I think that's pretty fair to say. I mean, anybody can do it. You just have to be willing to put in the hours and the work. You can do it.
Awesome. Well, Jaden, thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289, his company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the seven biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K, investorgroup.com/best ever.